It's a familiar image that our Lord uses, at least familiar to us who have grown up with it, heard it on numerous occasions, and you're probably maybe expecting this is where you get the homily from the priest that has to do with how sheep act, how shepherds act, and all that kind of thing. And since I don't raise sheep, I don't know, right? You actually have to have some experience with the animals. My cousins raised sheep, right? But just for fair, right? You raise the 4-H animals, show them at the fair, and that's not really like raising sheep. It's just like having pets that you show at the fair. But there's a couple lines in here that I think we can understand what the Lord's getting at. Two lines in particular. When he says that they will come in and go out and find pasture. So the first line is about feeding, what we feed on. And the second line would be, I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So somehow, finding the right pasture, being led to the right pasture, leads to having life abundantly. Now I'm a philosopher, so this is why the homily is going to go in this direction. Right? One of the ways of interpreting this is what we live on as humans and get fed on day in and day out are ideas, our mind, our interior life. So what we feed on are the ideas, the things, the concepts, the notions that we continually take in and ruminate on. And that's what we feed ourselves on. So we get up in the morning and there is a string of thoughts that we have to occupy ourselves with. And we can go about those in a kind of conscious way. I have to get up, brush my teeth, get ready, all that goes with that. Or we can do all those things kind of unconsciously and already be thinking about and occupied with what our day is really going to entail. Right? So, as an example, in the morning, typically, I might get up and I, as I'm going about getting ready for the day, think, I wonder what I'm going to preach on today. You're not shocked by that, huh? But that's occupying my mind already, and the conversation that I have interiorly is already formed by what my day is going to hold and how my response to those responsibilities are going to be shaped. You're going to have conversations in the day. You already know that. I have to talk to this person. I wonder what I'm going to say. This person said this to me yesterday. If I had a chance, I'd respond to him like this. This problem is going on in the family. I wake up and I'm already feeding my mind on thinking about that difficulty, that sorrow, that challenge. So what we eat interiorly is in our mind. What we pasture ourselves on day in and day out are the very things that we think about, and we allow ourselves to be occupied by them. That's the pasture. So when the Lord says, I am the gate, but I'm also the shepherd. What the Lord is, I think, saying to us is in our interior life, we have to allow ourselves to be formed by the very kinds of sentiments, ideas, thoughts that are God-centered. We have to continually ruminate on the Lord's word, the Lord's presence. And it happens in this way. There's something going on in our family, and it hurts us. So we engage the Lord in that dialogue. Lord, how do you think I should react to this? How should I offer this up? What joy or how are you working in this? What joy is present there? So that our thoughts and the way that we actually process what's going on in our lives is continually in and through the Lord. He's the gate. as we become practiced in that, we'll find that our own thought processes are being shepherded by God's Word, God's grace. Trust that the things will work out because the Lord is present. Hope that in the end, the Lord's mercy and the Lord's will win through. Faith that the Lord loves, and a confidence that the Lord forgives. Continually forming our own interior conversation in conversation with the Lord is the going in and the coming out, the pasturing day in and day out of our interior selves on what the Lord provides. So when the Lord says, when he says, interestingly, right, that all who came before me are thieves and robbers, all other ways, really, of engaging the world, right, and thinking about ourselves, whether it be our reputation, our place in society, what we have, what we will accomplish, even the things that are good, but all of them are thieves and robbers if they are not involved in that conversation that is with God alone. They are thieves and robbers because they rob us of our true joy, and they steal our true center and focus in life. They lead us astray. They come into our minds across the walls and the gates, and not through the shepherd, not through the gate. They come in from the world. They come in from our own desires. And they seek, in a sense, to shepherd us, but they cannot. They seek to feed us, but they only lead us to more desire and hunger. So in our gospel today, let us ask the Lord for the grace to not follow the voice of the stranger, to seek the interior voice of the Lord who speaks to us in the interior of our hearts, to allow the Lord to shepherd our thoughts, as we heard in the second reading, to be the shepherd of our souls. And let us ask the Lord for the, in a sense, formed conscience that nothing that passes our lips is not spoken through the gate of Christ's mercy and love, that nothing that enters our minds does not pass through the light of God's love, that nothing that passes through our action into the world is not formed by the shepherd, so that in all things, he might be the shepherd of our lives, and we might have life more abundantly.